Audacity. GCOM suspends continuous registration exercises. Guyana News Source.
The Ghana Elections Commission has announced that it has suspended its continuous registration exercise to facilitate the inclusion of eligible persons on the voters list ahead of the local government elections, which are set to take place in June. The continuous registration exercise commenced in early January and was scheduled to conclude on the 31st of May. However, GCOM said its decision to suspend the process was necessary to facilitate the inclusion of all eligible persons who have registered so far under continuous registration in the respective registers of voters for the upcoming local government elections. GCOM said the deliberations at the level of the commission may not be eligible for inclusion on the list. Earlier this year, the Commission announced that it is now mandated to carry out registration exercises all year round instead of just during certain periods in the year with the passage of a recent legislation. That legislation makes way for eligible persons to conduct registration transactions between the periods January to May, provided that they will be 14 years or older by the 30th of June, or during the period of July to November, provided that they will be 14 years and older by the 31st of December of the same year.
Another two St. Lucians have lost their lives, as HTS News Force reports.
Two young people of Beaufort, as we reported last night, lost their lives on Sandy Beach on Independence Day when a gunfight erupted, creating panic among the people who were partying in one of the favorite recreational spots here in St. Lucia.
The midweek independence holiday ended on a more somber than celebratory note. Not surprisingly, St. Lucians flocked to the island's beaches to recreate this independence holiday. The South was no exception, with Sandy Beach a major draw for Beaufortians. It was all festive until nightfall, when spoilers made their way to the beach, apparently to settle old scores. With little regard for those not involved in the dispute, a gun battle ensued. The unmistakable sound of gunfire sent everyone at the beach scurrying for cover.
Go home, ladies, go home, ladies, go home!
Yes, people.
You fought.
By the time the commotion had died down, two men, 27-year-old Denzel Joseph of Contonement and 20-year-old Kareem McFarlane of Bruceville, were dying on Sandy Beach. One female relative of Kareem McFarlane, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the entire Bruceville community was plunged into despair.
I don't know, the whole of Bruville was crying last night. The whole of Bruville, his friends, everybody was my boy, my boy, my boy, my boy, my boy. Well, I don't know, we're trying to hold on strong, but I don't know.
She said she had a premonition about Kareem on Wednesday when he was later than usual in returning home.
I waited in the balcony for him to come so I could close the gate. After Rickley passed on, I asked Rickley what happened. Something happened. I had a feeling. I don't know, but I had a feeling. I said, Rickley, what happened? Rickley tell me nothing. Then Rickley go by her mother. When she coming back, telling me they should carry him in his back by the beach. I say, what?
A close relative of Denzel Joseph says he has now lost someone he describes as the only one left with him.
I'll never say he's a saint and thing, but you know, always used to talk to him and thing to change. And I see recently he was trying, you know, since after my mom passing, he was trying to, you know, change and stuff. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what transpired, what happened. I just heard that and I was really feeling bad. I couldn't even go to the hospital. That, you know, that got me weak and stuff, because that's the only one there with me.
The brazen attack during a crowded event at Sandy Beach on Independence Holiday is further evidence, if one were needed, some say, that those bent on carrying out their criminal acts will do so on their terms, with little regard for the place or occasion, or who or how many people are present.
Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness has declared states of public emergency in the entire parishes of Clarendon, St. Anne, and the Kingston Western. Here's some reaction as carried by CVM News.
Welcome the state of emergency at all means necessary. Right now.
We need a state of emergency because too much war are going in the community. We don't have a problem with it because we love it. Because the man them are going too much foolish and I kill out them one another.
So you feel safer with it?
Yeah, I feel safer with it in our community.
Hailing the move as a working and efficient safety mechanism, residents lament the daunting effects of crime, a plague that diminishes businesses' general safety and prosperity.
In that sense, business kind of broke down and all them people.
Without it,
the people them kind of lost fear on them because them can't walk on the road and a bag of things can't go on. You understand? To the people, I'm glad you understand, to protect them.
In Trinidad and Tobago, all hands on deck to fight crime. Minister of Gender and Child Affairs, Ayanna Webster-Roy, called for all citizens to help eradicate the crime scourge facing Trinidad and Tobago. In her response to the opposition's motion condemning the government's handling of crime in the parliament on Friday, Minister Webster-Roy stressed how important it is for key institutions in society to recognize the role that they have to play to bring about a peaceful Trinidad and Tobago. Here's TTT News.
Minister Webster-Roy stressed how important it is for key institutions in society to recognize the role that they would have to play to bring about a peaceful Trinidad and Tobago.
Bringing about a crime-free Trinidad and Tobago, ensuring that we have a peaceful society requires an all-of-society approach. It requires all hands on deck. It requires every citizen, every man, every woman, every boy and every girl in Trinidad and Tobago, recognizing that he or she has a role to play.
The Member of Parliament for Tobago East said that as legislators, parliamentarians have a duty to ensure that they collaborate and enter into partnerships and work together to create and pass good laws for the benefit of the citizens of Trinidad and Tobago.
There's a role for the judiciary. The judiciary must ensure that the wheels of justice turn swiftly and surely so that persons do not become disenchanted, disillusioned. And the solution. Madam Speaker, there's a role for the media to ensure that there is fair and responsible reporting on issues of crime and violence in Trinidad and Tobago. Madam Speaker, there is indeed a role for the religious bodies and organizations in Trinidad and Tobago.
In Grenada, a 35-year-old has been slapped with three specific charges.
35-year-old Michael Patrick McQuilkin has been slapped with three indictable charges for attempted murder, possession of a firearm and ammunition. Clad in all black, he appeared unrepresented before Magistrate Tahira Jelino at the St. George's No. 2 Magistrate's Court on Friday morning. The Williamson Road shopkeeper, also known as Brooklyn, is currently on bail for two counts of attempted non-capital murder, possession of a firearm, and ammunition. These matters are pending before the St. David's Magistrates Court and were used by the police prosecutor as reasons why bail should not be granted to the accused. The prosecutor further noted that the accused man is also in breach of his 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. curfew that was imposed as part of his bail conditions following last Sunday's near-fatal shooting incident, which occurred just after 2 a.m. The police prosecutor, who confirmed that the firearm in question is still at large, noted the seriousness of the charges and the hefty penalties attached, expressing concern that McQuilkin may abscond if bail is granted to him. Concerns were also expressed that there is a likelihood that he will commit another offense if granted bail a second time. McQuilkin did not rebut the prosecution's arguments and grounds of objections to bail presented to the court. The magistrate took a decision to deny bail at this time. The matter has been adjourned to March 16th. For GBN News, I am Nisha Peters.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.